In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. Among the many gods that the Romans honored, there was one named Janus, J-A-N-U-S. Janus was the god who guarded gates. Janus was the god who guarded doors, doorways, and hallways. Because doorways are both entryways and exits, Janus was also considered the god of change and the god of transition. He was the god of beginnings and the god of endings. He was pictured in the art and sculpture as having two heads and two faces, front and back. That was so he could look in two directions. He could look to the past and to the future. So the month of January takes its name from Janus, as it is the ending of one year and the beginning of a new one. Also, the word janitor also comes from that word Janus, because janitors have responsibility for locking and unlocking doors and keeping hallways clean. The feast of Epiphany that we celebrate today comes along at a most fitting time, as this feast looks back to the past when the prophets tell us that the glory of God shining on Jerusalem would shine out to all the world, and in so doing would draw people from all nations to walk in its light. It looks to the future when the walls of separation that mark the Jews as God's chosen people and distinct from other nations would tumble, and all people would be invited to be part of and to share the blessings of God's chosen people. And so the coming of the Magi, or Magi, however we pronounce it, symbolizes something. The coming of the Magi symbolizes God's opening a door for all nations, a door that would eventually lead to kings and to emperors adoring Jesus as the Son of God. When we look at this child Jesus, who was born in an insignificant part of the Roman Empire, this Jesus who spent only 3 years teaching and healing, this Jesus who died as a condemned criminal, who died with only a handful of followers. This Jesus, in just 300 years, would claim 3 to 4 million followers, and in another 100 years, half the Roman Empire was Christians, and then Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire. St. Luke told us about the poor, about the lowest class of society, the shepherd, who initially came to honor the Christ child. St. Matthew tells us of those who were among the elite members of the society, and that their reaction to those who came to honor the newborn Christ. They were intellectuals, they were counselors of the kings, the magi, the astrologers, and yet they were pagans. While those who had the true faith, King Herod, and the religious leaders of the Jews, they reacted with paranoia or indifference. St. Matthew's Gospel, my friends, his point is this, that Jesus Christ can now be found by anyone who seeks him with sincerity and perseverance. Jesus Christ can be found by anyone who seeks him with sincerity and perseverance. Remember now that the word epiphany comes from a Greek word which means to show. It means to become apparent. It means to make an appearance. It means to illuminate. God has appeared to us in Jesus. Or as Jesus Christ says so clearly at the Last Supper, he said these words, "Whoever sees me sees also the Father." So to make himself known, he had to take on human flesh. To make God known to us human beings, he had to take on human flesh. He did so we could know him. The story of the Magi shows us that although he has come to us, we have to go part of the way to find him. And this is what Epiphany means. Not so much that Christ revealed himself to us, but that we, in order to reveal Christ to others, must first and foremost know him. This is why, to know him, he gave us a number of things. But this morning, I will leave you with just two. That is why he gave us prayer. And that is why he gave us the sacraments. And that is why, my friends, we are here today. That is why we are here today. So may God's Spirit continue to fill us with light so we can continually find him in new and deeper ways. Amen.